Genocide is and always has been a Jewish ideal. Everything the Jews are and do, they accuse their enemies of. This creates the necessary psychological confusion so that they might accomplish their agenda. The Jews are masters of lying and deceit. While they extort billions upon billions of dollars from Germany in so-called reparations for a Holocaust that never happened, and incessantly advertise this fraud in the media, through the movies, books, schools, and other sources, this creates a very powerful distraction and diversion regarding their own crimes against humanity. Everything the Jews are and do, they cleverly blame upon the Gentiles. If one does enough in-depth research, one will find that slave labor death camps are actually a Jewish idea and Jewish invention and existed long before the alleged Nazi camps. Communist leader Grigory Zinoviev, Jew, seemed to be advocating a genocide when he declared in mid-September of 1918, quote, "To overcome of our enemies, we must have our own socialist militarism. We must carry along with this 90 million out of the we must carry along with us 90 million out of the 100 million of Soviet Russia's population. As for the rest, we have nothing to say to them. They must be annihilated." End of quote. The following excerpts prove beyond any doubt that the Jews were planning for the annihilation of the German people even before World War II broke out. And also, see World Jewish Congress declared war on Germany long before Germany took any action against Jews. The following plans are for the deliberate genocide of the German people, and this is just one source. There are many others. Excerpts from the book Germany Must Perish, written by Theodor N. Kaufmann, Jew, in 1941. This dynamic volume outlines a comprehensive plan for the extinction of the German nation and the total eradication from the earth of all her people. Also contained herein is a map illustrating the possible territorial dissection of Germany and the apportionment of her lands. The population of Germany, excluding conquered and annexed territories, is about 70 million, almost equally divided between male and female. To achieve the purpose of German extinction, it would be necessary to only sterilize some 48 million, a figure which excludes, because of their limited power to procreate, males over 60 years of age and females over 45. Concerning the males subject to sterilization, the army groups as organized units would be the easiest and quickest to deal with. Taking 20,000 surgeons as an arbitrary number and on the assumption that each will perform a minimum of 25 operations daily, it would take no more than 1 month at the maximum to complete their sterilization. Naturally, the more doctors available, and many more than the 20,000 we mentioned would be available considering all the nations to be drawn upon, the less time would be required. The balance of the male civilian population of Germany could be treated within 3 months. Inasmuch as sterilization of women needs somewhat more time, it may be computed that the entire female population of Germany could be sterilized within a period of 3 years or less. Complete sterilization of both sexes, and not only one, is to be considered necessary in view of the present German doctrine that so much as one drop of true German blood constitutes a German. Of course, after complete sterilization, there will cease to be a birth rate in Germany. At the normal death rate of 2% per annum, German life will diminish at the rate of 1,500,000 yearly, accordingly in the span of two generations, that which costs millions of lives and centuries of useless effort, namely the elimination of Germanism and its carriers, will have been an accomplished fact. By virtue of its loss of self-perpetuation, German will have atrophied and German power reduced to negligible importance. The imperative demands of the victor people that Germany must perish forever makes it obligatory for the leaders to select mass sterilization of the Germans as the best meaning of wiping them out permanently. They proceed to 1. Immediately and completely disarm the German army and have all armaments removed from German territory. 2. Place all German utility and heavy industrial plants under heavy guard and replace German workers by those of Allied nationality. 3. Segregate the German army into groups, concentrate them in severely restricted areas, and summarily sterilize them. 4. Organize the civilian population, both male and female, within territorial sectors and effect their sterilization. 5. Divide the German army after its sterilization has been completed into labor battalions and allocate their services towards the rebuilding of those cities which they ruined. 6. Partition Germany and apportion its lands. The accompanying map gives some of the possible land adjustments which might be made in connection with Germany's extinction. 7. Restrict all German civilian travel beyond established borders until all sterilization has been completed. 8. Compel the German population of the apportioned territories to learn the language of its area and within 1 year to cease the publication of all books, newspapers, and notices in the German language, as well as to restrict German language broadcast and discontinue the maintenance of German language schools. 9. Make one exception to an otherwise severely strict enforcement of total sterilization by exempting such treatment only those Germans whose relatives, being citizens of various victor nations, assume financial responsibility for their actions, thus into an oblivion which she would have visited upon the world, exists Germany. In addition to the above, the Morgenthau Plan, created by Jew Henry Morgenthau, was a blueprint for the systematic annihilation of the German people. Emotionally upset by Hitler's rise and his persecution of the Jews, Morgenthau often sought to induce the president to anticipate the State Department or act contrary to our better judgment. We sometimes find him conducting negotiations with foreign governments which were the function of the State Department. His work in drawing up a catastrophic plan for the post-war treatment of Germany and inducing the president to accept it without consultation with the State Department was an outstanding instance of this interference. In recent years, various German groups have, with the cooperation of the Russians, been establishing memorials for German civilians and soldiers who died in the Soviet Union. Recently, a Russian Jew, Alexander Gutmann, produced a documentary film in which he interviewed 4 German women from East Prussia who, as young girls, had been raped by Red Army troops, then transported soon after the war to a particularly hellish outpost of the Gulag No. 517 near Petrozavodsk in Karelia. Of the 1,000 girls and women who were transported to the camp, 522 died within 6 months of their arrival. These women were among tens of thousands of German civilians, men and women, deported with the acquiescence of the Western powers to the Soviet Union as German reparations in kind for slave labor. One of the women interviewed by Gutmann remarks, "While the diary of Anne Frank is known throughout the world, we carry our memories in our hearts. Recently, German philanthropists established a memorial cemetery for those women who perished in slave pen No. 517. His best estimate is that some 3 million Germans, military and civilians, died unnecessarily after the official end of hostilities. 1 million of these were men who were being held as prisoners of war and most of whom died in Soviet captivity. Of the 90,000 Germans who surrendered in Stalingrad, for example, only 5,000 ever returned to their homeland. Less well known is the history of the many thousands of German prisoners who died in American and British captivity, most infamously in horrid holding camps along the Rhine River with no shelter and very little food. Others more fortunate toiled as slave labor in Allied countries, often for years. Most of the 2 million German civilians who perished after the war were women and children and elderly, victims of disease, cold, hunger, suicide, and mass murder. We are ceaselessly reminded of the Third Reich's wartime concentration camps, but few Americans are aware that such infamous camps as Dachau, Buchenwald, Sachsenhausen, and Auschwitz stayed in business after the end of the war, only now packed with German captives, many of whom perished miserably. The vengeful plan by the U.S. Treaty Secretary Henry Morgenthau to turn defeated Germany into an impoverished, pastoral country, stripped of modern industry, is recounted by MacDonald, as well as other genocidal schemes to starve, sterilize, or deport the population of what was left of the bombed-out cities. Ilya Ehrenberg, the man who invented the 6 million. He was the top Soviet propagandist during the Second World War. He was a notorious liar and a pathological monster. He was a Jew. But Ehrenberg was perhaps most notoriously for his vicious known... I'm sorry, there's a typo here. Okay, it's not me. But Ehrenberg was known perhaps most notoriously for his viciously anti-German hate propaganda in World War II. In it, he exhorted Soviet troops to kill all Germans they encountered without pity. In one leaflet entitled Kill, Ehrenberg incited the simple Russian soldier to treat the Germans as subhuman. The final paragraph concludes, "The Germans are not human beings. From now on, the word German is the most horrible curse. From now on, the word German strikes us to the quick. We have nothing to discuss. We will not get excited. We will kill. If you have not killed at least one German a day, you have wasted that day. If you cannot kill a German with a bullet, then kill him with your bayonet. If your part of the front is quiet and there is no fighting, then kill a German in the meantime. If you have killed a German, then kill another one. There is nothing more amusing to us than a heap of German corpses. Don't count the days, don't count the kilometers. Count only one thing, the number of Germans you have killed. Kill the Germans, kill the Germans, kill." This is typical of the steady diet of pathological hate fed to millions of Soviet troops by this Jew, safely ensconced far from the front. The crowning achievement of Ehrenberg's career came on the 22nd of December 1944, when this hate-crazed fiend became the first person to mention the cabalistic figure of 6 million alleged Jewish victims of National Socialism, and then proceeded to introduce that figure into Soviet propaganda. After the war, he joined with co-racial and fellow propagandist Vasily Yosef Solomonovich Grossman to produce a fictitious black book and lay the foundation for what has come to be known as the Holocaust. The Eisenhower death camps. The above link summarizes the atrocities committed against the German people by General Dwight David Eisenhower. This is a further act of genocide against the Gentile peoples enforced by a Jew. The book Other Losses, an investigation into the mass deaths of German prisoners at the hands of the French and Americans after World War II, by James Bach, Toronto, Stoddart, copyright 1989, goes into much more detail and exposes Eisenhower for what he really is, one of the worst of war criminals and a mass murderer, and he's also a Jew. For further reading, James Bach, BACQUE, Crimes and Mercies, The Fate of German Civilians Under Allied Occupation, 1944-1950, Toronto, Little Brown and Company, 1997, Alfred Maurice D. Zayas, Nemesis at Potsdam, Lincoln, Nebraska, 1990, Alfred Maurice de Zayas, D.E., and in capital Z-A-Y-A-S, A Terrible Revenge, The Ethnic Cleansing of the Eastern European Germans, 1944-1950, New York, St. Martin's Press, 1994, John Dietrich, The Morgenthau Plan, Soviet Influence on American Postwar Policy, New York, Algora, 2002, Ralph Franklin Keeling, Gruesome Harvest, The Allies' Postwar War Against the German People, Institute for Historical Review, 1992, originally published in Chicago in 1947. Gillies McDonnell, After the Reich, The Brutal History of the Allied Occupation, New York Basic Books, 2007. The Morgenthau Plan, also known as the Jewish Plan to Rid the World of Germans. Okay, and this is, there's a link to a PDF on the Real Holocaust website, and you can access the Real Holocaust website by going to 666blacksun.com. Okay, and there's also YouTube on it, but you have to be careful what you watch because Jews try to infiltrate. Okay, the blueprint for the Jewish agenda can be found in the Judeo-Christian Bible. Because of this most evil and horrendous work claiming to be the Word of God, spiritual knowledge has been systematically removed and replaced with fictitious Jewish characters, places, and other archetypes. The average deluded Christian who ties into this energy through worship and belief establishes him or herself as a psychic host, and a word, God, and, quote, God, unquote, and the, quote, devil, unquote, are backwards. See ExposingChristianity.com. And here's the references for this article is the Gulag, Communism's Penal Colonies Revisited. British historian details mass killings and brutal mistreatment of Germans at the end of World War II. Ilya Ehrenberg, the man who invented the 6 million.